have more time to take down an encampment. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News at Columbia University. Where protesters face a midnight deadline that's been extended in New York City.
Pro-Palestinian student demonstrators claim the university threatened to call in the National Guard to clear out the lawn. But now we're gearing up to see these protesters camped out for at least two more days. The university tells us the students have agreed to a series of concessions, including removing a significant number of tents and people not affiliated with Columbia University from the encampment.
Fox's CB Cotton at Columbia. There are also protests planned. The college campus is today from California to Texas to Maryland, and they won't like what the Senate did last night.
To our friends in Israel, America will soon deliver aid to help you fight the scourge of Hamas and stand up to Iran.
Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, after a 79-18 vote advancing a $95 billion foreign aid package, almost two-thirds of it would be weapons, ammo, and other aid for Ukraine's war against Russia, which some Republicans adamantly oppose. Also in that bill, a mandate for TikTok, the social media app that could be outlawed in the U.S.
And now the company that owns TikTok, ByteDance, which the FBI director said just yesterday is beholden to the Chinese government, has to sell it within 9 months with a possible three-month extension if a sale is in progress. Otherwise, in the U.S., it is banned outright.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. There are new regulations to help airline passengers. The Biden administration announced this morning.
One of the rules will require airlines to give automatic cash refunds to travelers whose flights are canceled or significantly changed, instead of forcing passengers to request refunds and receive a travel credit or voucher.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Another rule requires airlines to be transparent about fees, showing the full price of a ticket. Today, the Justice Department will meet the families of victims of two deadly Boeing 737 MAX jet crashes in 2018 and 19, Boeing initially got immunity from federal criminal prosecution. America's listening to Fox News.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
While the protests rage at college campuses supporting Palestinians in Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza, Israel keeps coming under attack from a different enemy.
The Iran-backed Hezbollah group says it's launched its deepest attack into Israel since the war in Gaza began last October. It's based in Lebanon to Israel's north. Hezbollah drones targeted a military base in the city of Acre, around 12 miles from the border. Lebanon's official news agency later reporting an Israeli missile strike on a southern residential area, with two people dead.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. It's an off day in New York at the first Trump criminal trial after a second day of testimony in the case charging the former president with falsifying records and payments to keep an alleged affair quiet.
Former American media CEO and president David Pecker testified he made a secret agreement to benefit former President Donald Trump's 2016 campaign. Pecker testified, quote, "I would be the eyes and ears working with Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen to suppress negative stories about Trump and publish negative stories about his opponents."
Fox's Nate Foy outside the court. The former president calls the case political persecution. We're told if you see something, say something and alert authorities. But what if you hear something?
Cicadas are emerging from underground in several states this month in the eastern U.S., and they're doing so by the trillions. The red-eyed insects are making so much noise, they're prompting calls to police in South Carolina. The Newberry County Sheriff's Office posted a message on social media Tuesday explaining the noises being heard are buzzing cicadas and not necessarily a law enforcement matter. Their collective songs can sound as loud as a jet engine. Scientists who study the bugs are often forced to wear ear protection. Tom Graham, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed before today's trading. Down a little for the Dow, but up more than 100 points for the NASDAQ after a second day of big gains. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Mohammed Seymour School District naming a new school resource officer. District announced that Officer Jeff Thomas has been training for the last month, as well as visiting the school buildings and meeting the students. Thomas' new position comes after he retired from Champaign Police after 26 years on the force. A Sherman area daycare employee facing child porn charges. Nigel Tiller Jr. arrested after Sherman Police notified last week about a report of possible child abuse by an employee of Aulis Children Developmental Center. The case remains under investigation. For the first time in the history of the Illinois Marathon, runners on the full marathon course will run through the village of Savoy. Traditionally, the full marathon course ran solely through Champaign-Urbana, but with the full marathon back this year, they've decided to change the course. New course has runners ending the course by running down Prospect Avenue into Savoy before turning and heading back to Champaign to cross over the finish line. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
What was Savoy's got like, what, 10,000 residents now?
I'll be part of that party when they come into that mile marker 20 through 23. It'll be great to have lots of music and cheering and a balloon arch and a barbershop quartet, Lee Reef's ex involved. It'll be fun.
Tried to ease the pain of the runners at mile 20, 21, 22, 23 in Savoy.
Kind of lighten the mood.
We love Savoy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
It is Wednesday. This is April 24. Here's meteorologist Greg Solier with our weather, brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, they've got some great ideas. That fresh teen hangout and open gym volleyball will come your way on Friday the 26th. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
All right, Mr. Weatherman, we got a marathon this weekend.
You mean I got to run farther for now in the marathon? I got to go farther? I'm out. I'm not going to run. It's just too much for me
now. You got to get to mile 20, the proverbial wall mile.
Yes.
And then Diane will be encouraging and music.
Cheering you on.
Yeah. Hey, I'm out at the 20-yard line.
All right, Mr. Weather Dude, what are you seeing here today?
Well, we still have a little clearing to go. We're in the last of the low stratocumulus clouds, the passage of an overnight cold front and some rains, which in some areas of East Central Illinois and West Central Indiana have kind of re-soaked the grounds over half to about as much as 3/4 of an inch on yesterday's rainfall. But milder days are ahead, and after some weekend rainfall, a drier weather pattern beginning, a little more typical distribution on spring rains. Those become more hit and miss, and we need the warmth in the soils, and we will get that going this weekend and beyond. But in the meantime, a little nip out there. 40 now, Wood in Savoy. That chill aided by the north-northeast wind, 12 gusting 24 miles per. We've got some clearing back out towards Bloomington Normal. They've got sunshine, 38 there, but overcast here up towards Rantoul at 38 as well. 39 Danville, same at the Kankakee. 48 down at St. Louis, south of I-70 towards I-64. Heads up on some dense fog, and there are freeze watches in effect for parts of Wisconsin, Northern Illinois, Michigan. There are warnings there through Indiana and Ohio later on tonight and tomorrow. But we'll get into sunshine here over the next couple of hours. 56 the high. It's about 10 shy of normal with a gusty north wind. Clear tonight, cold 34 to 36 by the dawn. Light northeast wind, low cold spots briefly at 32 first thing tomorrow morning. Then mostly sunny, not so chilly in the afternoon. 63 will hold up in the 40s tomorrow night, and a windy, milder Friday with a couple of rounds at least of shower activity. Maybe a late day thunderstorm at 68. Lesser rain chances. A lot of the day dry Saturday for the race now. The high near 78, up near 80. Better chance of some showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. They'll wind down early on Monday at 74. Much of next week spent in the 70s, and dry weather resumes next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solden.
All right, thank you, Greg. We appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a while, but she is Dr. Mina Bose. She is from Hofstra University. She's the learned one. I just got this news bulletin in. Mina will be taking over as president of Columbia University. How exciting for you.
I would not wish that job on anyone. Not easy times to be university leaders.
Oh, my goodness.
Public facing ones, particularly.
But I see these encampments, and this is not what we're talking about, but I mean, I see these encampments, and you're negotiating. Are you supposed to negotiate, like, for days on end to move your tents off property you're not supposed to be on? Mina, can you do that?
Well, I mean, right, this isn't war, right? Or it shouldn't be war on college campuses. And it's not ideal to be forcibly removing students from protests, particularly when the response is so, it's gotten much worse, right, in the past week. Since this happened, I think the timing right after the president spoke before Congress was unfortunate. But there aren't easy answers on this one, CJ. I think if university presidents could find an easy way to keep their campuses, you know, to keep campuses that are kind of in turmoil now with protests calm, they would. But, I think every student on the campus has the right to, a solid, safe, secure education. And universities have traditionally been places for peaceful protests, and it crosses that line. Obviously, that's a problem, and certainly classes moving remote is a problem.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not ideal.
Anyway, you're kind of echoey. Can you pick up your phone, or is it possible to get? I don't want to miss any of your words.
Am I still echoey now? From my phone.
It's a little bit echoey, but Mina Bose is our guest, and she's awesome, so I just want to make sure.
Hold on one sec. I'm going to take off my AirPods.
There you go.
I thought that was better, but maybe this is better?
Yeah, it is better. Thank you, somebody. Okay. We can't miss any of your work.
Oh,
this just in. Mina Bose will now be the president of Yale University. Good luck there.
People are going to actually think something like this is happening. Not that anyone actually would.
Okay.
So, I wouldn't even be on a long, long list.
Listen, this is. I mean, the Democratic convention is in Chicago. Is anybody thinking?
I know.
1968 and what was
Yikes.
That was really turbulent, mm-hmm. And I don't know politically, Mina, what you do. If you side with Israel, you got problems. If you side with Hamas, you obviously got problems. I don't mind the pro-Palestinian. We're going to have one on the U of I campus here today. They're meeting at the alma mater, walking out of class, if they can do that, I guess, but they got to still do their finals and stuff. But I mean, pro-Palestine, if you want to, that's fine. But when you're supporting Hamas, I don't get it. How can you be pro-Hamas? You can be pro-Palestine and two-state salute, whatever, but
right.
you can't hate the Jews and want them dead. That's wrong. I don't get it.
Your concerns, and a lot of those nuances aren't easy to, if it were an easy process, then we wouldn't be in the situation we are now.
No, it's been going on for a number of years.
A two-state solution has been going on for almost 40 years at this point. When I was in college.
It's thousands of years this has been going on.
I think we have to start with this gets us off topic a little, but, you know, you kind of have to start with the 20th century and kind of the creation of Israel and go from there, right?
Well, that's going back to the World War II, correct? That's when this all started.
Correct.
All right. I don't have any more time, but finally, the NPR, come on, man. I'm paying for that. You can't have all Democrats, Mina. Come on.
Well, I think this is an interesting topic to have because I think the world that the Corporation of Public Broadcasting created in an NPR dates back to 1970, it's a very different world than we're in, where they really the source for national information and local stations were required to have a certain percentage of that. Now, with so many national news sources, I think, you know, they're kind of putting aside the question of bias, which NPR has pushed back against, but of course they faced this charge before. I think, you know, what role the Corporation of Public Broadcasting has today is really, that should be the question. And there have been a lot of advocates for, like, the Sesame Street, the reading program. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to throw all of this out, but I think that there, without thinking about it, right? You don't want to take a sledgehammer to something. But it's kind of a reassessment. I mean, the Cato mm-hmm. Institute has called for getting right for halting public funds. Programming, right? Saying that they're because the world has changed so much, where there's not one news source, but there are multiple. At the same time, if you completely cut off funding for local stations, they'll have less opportunity to cover local coverage. So, you know, how do you balance it, right? I mean, is national news less of a priority? Because that's how NPR gets its money, right? From local stations that have to pay for national programming. That's like a big chunk of their budget, along with individual contributions, I think, are still the biggest ones. But that's really kind of the question here. Is there still a role? And obviously the current of the editor, the op-ed, have put this issue, have brought this front and center. And so, you know, along with a lot of programs, it may be time for a reassessment of kind of what the corporation's mandate is and charges, and, you know, whether that best serves public needs in the 21st century. I would start there rather than saying NPR should be cut off. But I understand the concern.
Dr. Mina Bose, I'd take your class. And you would have 6 words for me after about a week. Could you please drop my class? Could you please drop
Not at all. Could you please drop my class? I just added students to my class. No, I encourage discussion, and they have good discussion. So all is welcome to join CDK.
Dr. Mina Bose, thanks for your time as always. Pleasure. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank
all you. Right. It's Tavman's Toy and Phone Line with Dr. Mina Bose, ESPN 93.5. All right, we jump to our morning sports headlines, Diane Ducey. Yeah. Let's get this over with.
Okay.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and last night at Busch Stadium, one of our highlights was having Jeff Suppan, former Cardinal pitcher, visit the booth as Arizona took over a 1-0 Cardinal lead, flipped that, and won the game 14-1.
We love seeing Soup, but we didn't love the 14 runs on 15 hits that the Diamondbacks got. They had three huge innings. Not a good start for Steven Matz. He did not pitch well. Zach Thompson came in. He did not pitch well. And it was the Cardinal debut for Nick Robertson. He did pitch well in a couple of innings. Not many bright spots offensively other than Nolan Gorman getting a couple of hits against the lefty.
Let's turn the page. The Cardinals can win the series behind Kyle Gibson today, but the Cardinals go up against Jordan Montgomery.
Montgomery has been so good, as we know, and the Cardinals are going to have to get those bats going against a pretty tough lefty.
And we'll be on the air today at 11:20 this morning. 12:05, Ricky Horton will have the lineups and the pitching matchup. And I'll bring you the first pitch thrown by Kyle Gibson around 12:15 as the Cardinals go for a series win against Arizona.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Cubs win over Houston 7-2. They've got a 6:40 start from Wrigley over on US 105.9. We also have the Minnesota Twins over the Chicago White Sox, and that final was 6-5. Illinois baseball, 12-1 winners over Western Illinois. Next up, they'll head to, is it College Park, Maryland?
Yep. Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
No, Maryland.
College Park, Maryland.
Yeah, yes.
Maryland.
Okay, right. So that's a 4 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah, first place Fighting Illini baseball team. Come on, man, it's awesome.
That's right.
Okay.
And Illinois softball over DePaul.
I wanted to mention Cody Bellinger hit a home run, but he got hurt. He ran into the brick wall at Wrigley Field. He has contusions on his ribs.
Uh-oh.
So we'll see how long Cody is. The brick doesn't give, does it?
Right.
No.
You think you'd tamper your base there if you're heading towards the wall.
Trying to grab the ball.
Okay, gotcha.
That's what happens.
Oh,
these players,
he's the catcher.
He's trying. No, he's out in the outfield.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Running to try and catch a fly ball and hit the wall. Weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you they're always looking to increase the team, and there's huge opportunities for growth and support. Learn more at carl.org/careers.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event and vicinity. Nice couple of days worth of weather, albeit on the cool side of things for the day today, and some frost scraping off the windshield again by tomorrow morning. Big warm up and a windblown one expected for Friday, and at times over the weekend, and spells of wet weather too. Maybe moving into a drier period of weather with mild readings, just what the back 40 workers and producers and farmers alike need, beginning early to mid next week. In the meantime, sunshine cool for the day today. Temps about 10 shy of normal at 56, north wind. Areas of frost tonight, lows 34 to 36. Tomorrow, areas of frost early on, mostly sunny, not so chilly in the afternoon, up to 63. A windy Friday with periods of showers, maybe a light thunderstorm at 68. A little more spotty to scattered rainfall chances on Saturday, partly sunny, 78, up near 80 with scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday. The rains move out on Monday, 74 there. Still in the 70s for highs and dry weather next Tuesday and Wednesday. For Stevie G Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Toymaker Hasbro is holding up better than Wall Street was anticipating. It's reporting solid progress in its turnaround efforts. Its earnings top forecast and Hasbro shares are up 6%. AT&T is reporting a big jump in subscribers with a monthly bill, and its financial situation is better than a year ago. Health insurer Humana's earnings and revenue were both upbeat. It's raising its expectations for growth in its Medicare Advantage plan. Mortgage rates measured by the Mortgage Bankers Association topped 7% last week. Its average for the 30-year fixed mortgage rose to 7.24% in the week ending April 19th. The MBA says demand for adjustable-rate mortgages has been picking up. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
It's time to take the quiz. Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
History, pop culture, science, sports, civics. How much do you know? Let's find out.
Who was the first person to walk on the moon?
Jackson or something?
Neil Armstrong.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz right now at thequiz.fox.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Body and Soul has everything you need to get ready for the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. Thursday, April 25th, it's the Green Street Mile. Friday is the 5K, and the marathon is back on the 27th. Get the personalized service you need. Your official Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon merchandise sponsor is Body and Soul. Personalized service. Body and Soul take care of you with all the gear and making sure the shoes are just right. 1317 North Dunlap Avenue in Savoy. Visit Body and Soul Sports.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. Okay, so we have a Stever stand by. Orlando Antigua is on campus, the new assistant basketball coach.
Orlando, can you take us through the process and how you ended up deciding to come back?
It's a great question. It took, obviously there was a lot of... a lot of decisions that had to be made between myself and my family, and a lot of praying, a lot of weighing through things, and a few days of some uneasiness, and getting a chance to talk to Brad during those times was really important and key in terms of being able to decide what the next step was going to be for me and my family. And we're really, really excited to be coming back and seeing all of you and checking out this beautiful facility. And I joked because yesterday, it's the first time that I got a chance to see everything. And we're sitting with Joey and Fletch and thinking, man, you remember all the hours we talked about what we would like in this building and this and this and that. Now to see it live and in effect, It's impressive.
Orlando Antigua. How about Brad Underwood? What's he think?
Obviously, very excited to announce the return of Orlando Antigua back to our staff, and I call O the kind of the godfather of college basketball in terms of being assistant coach. He's one of the great connectors of people. Fabulous coach as well, but a guy that has proven his worth in terms of what he's done recruiting at every stop along the way, and obviously his latest stop being at Kentucky, some of the top recruiting classes in the country. So excited to have him join the fold. He's a guy that obviously is very familiar with this place, had very good vibes about where this program was going and the direction it was going, and excited we've been able to continue to grow that, and that he felt like winning a national championship was and is within the realm here and is on the same mission as I am.
Brad Underwood.
Nice touch, Stevie, with the Godfather theme.
Well, he knows
Bring
everybody.
Him into the family.
He knows everybody, and that's a huge deal. He has contacts around the world.
I love it.
Remember Kofi Coburn?
Yep.
Remember the number one classes Kentucky always had every year?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, 727, my friends, it's Stever time.
Okay.
Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing and Underground.
Get into the Orange Comfort family membership since we have the family Godfather style.
It's like $39.95 a month.
It is.
And you get all your heating, cooling, plumbing, you get it checked out, and then you can get discounts on any services you might need. You're in the club.
That's right.
And it's a $500 deal, and I'm paying the whole thing.
Are you sure you want to do this, Stevie?
Guess so.
Wow. And they've got these warranties on that Orange Club level also. So if you're just wanting that peace of mind where you can just be set for the whole year, you don't have to try to remember, oh yeah, I need that tune-up or whatever. It's all like built in. LandsInc.com. I'm on the website now.
Yeah, they got it going on. Troy, of course, local boy. All right, so to get in on this, you go to your text, your phone, 217-359-2255, and text in Lands, L-A-N-Z, and you'll have a chance at a $500 year-long deal that I'm paying for to connect you with a good business. It's what we do on the Stever.
Lands Plumbing, Heating and Cooling. They got you covered.
Yeah, I got the underground stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so good luck on that. It's a mandolin, isn't it? Nice. I can play the triangle, which is there. Oh yeah, I can do the bass drum and the triangle. All right, we'll come right back. It's Wednesday. We know what that means. Stand by for Ed Martin, Brother Johnny. Next, ESPN 93.5. It is Wednesday, April 24. It's coming up on 729.
Illini fans, this year we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium for the 2024 Fighting Illini football season. Season tickets for the 2024 football season are on sale now, and Illini fans who renew their season tickets by February 1st are eligible to win amazing prizes, memorabilia, and experiences. Secure your season tickets for homecoming, Dad's Day, and a special rededication of Memorial Stadium on October 19th against Michigan. Visit FightingIllini.com for more information.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. we make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
What is most important to you in your life? This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. Whether you're launching a career, raising a family, planning for retirement, or creating a legacy, we can help. At Provident, we provide strategic thinking and perspective that help clients like you realize their goals. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
So you live in the country or a rural area, but you struggle with internet, right? Well, not anymore. MF Wireless is your premier rural high-speed internet provider. Macomber Farms Wireless is a local internet provider. It started in Camargo. Their focus, providing you reliable, high-speed internet with friendly and fast customer service. Just go to MF, as in Macomber Farms, mfwireless.com. Check for coverage. mfwireless.com.
Here's a look at local news. Administrators doing all they can to bring life back to normal for residents at Piatt County Nursing Home after Legionella found in the water system. Last week, one resident died because of Legionnaire's disease, and now the State Department of Public Health has the official test results back with the nursing home testing positive. At the Monday night Champaign School Board meeting, Board Vice President Heather Vasquez revealed the regional superintendent emailed all five members about filling the vacancies on their board. Two board members resigned last month. More than 25 candidates applied to the vacancies, but the meeting to interview the finalists canceled due to a lack of quorum. Two men in custody for their role in the robbery of a convenience store in the 1200 block of North Mattis Avenue. One man held a clerk at gunpoint. The second served as a lookout. Nobody hurt to this incident, but the men took an unknown amount of cash. 19-year-old Randy Copeland of Chicago, 19-year-old Trevon Gibson of Hammond, Indiana, were taken into custody. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
We check our weather, brought to you by Kurt Lenshaw. He's over at State Farm Insurance. If you need great insurance, you need great service, like a good neighbor, State Farm and Kurt are there.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event of Saturday off yesterday's quarter to half, a local three-quarter inch rainfall. A couple of days worth of dry weather expected. Weather turns windy, warmer, and showery for Friday, right on through the weekend, early next week as well. Then maybe a little more extended window of dry time across the area with mild temperatures continuing on as well. Not today, although the sun will be out bright and beautiful. A few scattered clouds around, northerly breezes, and 56 the expected high, 10 shy of normal. Cold tonight, areas of late night frost down to 35. Tomorrow, some frost early on, then mostly sunny, not so chilly in the afternoon. East wind and a high at 63. Increasing clouds to the 40s tomorrow night, and a few showers, a couple of thunderstorms breaking out for the day on Friday. Windy at 68. Lesser rain chance. Windy, warmer for the day on Saturday. Partly sunny and 78. Back into scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday. High near 80 degrees in the 70s, and a couple of more showers on Monday. Still in the 70s with dry time next Tuesday and Wednesday here across East Central Illinois and the Twin Cities. For Steve AJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Cue the band. On Wednesday mornings, we call a couple of individuals we like calling. He is president of Legal Forum, Legal Defense Fund, the last hire for the great Phyllis Schlafly, Ed Martin. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Sorry to miss last week. There's a scandal that's erupted in the Martin household. I'll explain it after we introduce Johnny. It's an ongoing scandal. You're going to love it.
All right, Brother Johnny today from Houston, Texas. Johnny!
Yeah, we're just here visiting. Eddie, when we miss out on you, we don't know what's going on. What's going on out there?
Well. Here's the number one story. I know your listeners will appreciate it. And you two will also, with your families. My daughter, who's the youngest daughter of four, two boys and two girls, and she was announced that she received a virtue award at her school. She goes to a little Catholic school. And the virtue was kindness. Now, I was supposed to go to this, the virtue of kindness, last week, and I messed up the timing and I had to miss us. But the scandal is that the boys, the two middle boys who are both in high school, have banded together and they're protesting. It's got Israel, Hamas. They're protesting because they do not see kindness as a virtue in their younger sister. They just don't believe it. They think there's some sort of problem here. And it's ongoing. Ongoing complaints being lodged every time there is something that is not kind. And it has it's threatening to erupt into a full blown crisis. But it was a great nice thing for my daughter and my wife and I were able to get in there and it was really so sorry to miss you guys.
No,
but
what are the ages of your kids?
Well, the oldest is away at college and she's 19, actually 20, and then the boys are 17 and 15. So two, athletic, hormone driven boys in high school. And then a sixth grade 12-year-old daughter who is actually, is really holy and saintly, we say, and they say she's just spoiled. So, we got this going on. It's all happening out in Virginia.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
All right, we begin with this mess.
Columbia shedding some light on the situation, telling Fox News, quote, "We are making important progress with representatives of the student encampment on the West Lawn. Student protesters have committed to dismantling and removing a significant number of tents. In light of this constructive dialogue, the university will continue conversations."
Okay, so Ed, since when do you get dialogue with students who take over? What's that?
Well, here's the thing, guys. Donald Trump was going into his trial yesterday, and he stopped for a moment. He said, "Joe Biden is so weak, he gives such confusing messages." The woman in charge of Columbia is a Muslim woman born in Egypt. She checks all the boxes on diversity, on her PhD, all that. And yet that's not acceptable enough to the woke mob continues just to move and roil. And the problem is it freezes you from using strength. Just use strength. I'm not saying that the people that are protesting don't have something they feel strongly about. I disagree vehemently. I think that it's really misguided. But, you got a city in New York City where, literally the inmates are running the asylum, and there's no one strong enough because the woke thing has frozen us as a culture to step up and stop this stuff, right? And now, one last footnote, though, on this. It's becoming... One thing about this moment in history where we're seeing things more clearly, there's more and more talk. These are not organic protests. I knew this in Ferguson in Missouri when they burned Ferguson to the ground after that kid was killed who attacked a police officer, Michael Brown, and they lied about it. But when they burned it down, it was out-of-towners. It was organized, paid participants. That's what they're talking about in New York now. Who's actually organized this? Who's running this? And that may be a positive thing we'll get to the bottom of. But it's just a mess, and it's so weak in this country right now.
Well, and I'll tell you, you're on it, Eddie, because these are paid people. They're professionals. They went across our country burning cities down. It wasn't just Ferguson in 16.
Right.
And they were leading the way on January 6th. It's just that, that's how they get it going. And...
Right.
I saw them in Washington at the Republican convention, Steve. There was one or two of them. Remember the two girls I told you about? They were going to Washington. They got $2,500. And I said, "What are you protesting?" They're like, "Well, we don't know till we get there."
What the heck?
But they weren't. Wow. They weren't what the guys Eddie's talking about. They were some more people just to have the crowd. And there were all these kind of crazy screaming and yelling, lighting a trash can on fire and trying to get everybody stirred up. Those are paid people. Organic is just an outrage that just erupts, and these are just they're stirring the pot for money.
By the way,
we have plenty of intelligence and law enforcement technology to know who they are, Eddie.
I
was just going to say that's disgusting. Is that $2,500 a person, Johnny? Could I?
Yeah. Okay. That was back in.
Exactly.
Hey, at some point, what sign do you want me to wave? Come on, man.
Wait, yeah, right. And that's right. Good. That's another thing that you notice is these signs were like somebody ordered a bunch of signs and they're very professional signs.
Right. And you were going to say, go ahead.
But yeah. Well, guys, one of the things about this is you know, there's all kinds of theories now, and the experts on it work for the CIA, on how to steer crowds, right, on how mass movements happen and all. And so one of the dynamics, though, is the old, you know, follow the money, right, the green filter. What's the dollar filter on this? If you actually go and burn things, flip cars over during the Trump inauguration, you get arrested, but then you get let off. In fact, many of them got a settlement where they got paid because they said it was unfair that they were held for more than a few minutes or whatever, right? But if you go to January 6th, you get rung up. What becomes pretty clear is there's an acceptable way to speak, acceptable, and if you do that, you'll be protected and or rewarded. Look, the woman that runs NPR, she's a 41 or 2-year-old woman. You listen and read her statements. She's basically saying all of our speech, meaning the left and the far left, are protected. But those guys on the right, that's misinformation. That's disinformation. We got to shut that down. And normal people, there are people that are paid to go there. Normal people will also follow the action and follow the small money. They don't have to get paid $2,500. They just know that's where the action is and the direction it's in, and it will be either rewarded or it won't be punished. And when you're, you know, 25, you know, breaking windows and doing stupid stuff, I might have done it in my youth, right? It's not, young people are young people, and they're following the culture, and that's maybe the biggest problem, is that the lawlessness is incentivized at this point.
Yeah, and they do have these methods of getting it going, and you just have to basically recruit the right people to get it going. And we know this, but the biggest concern is, why would we just stop it? How could we have not enough people on our side to say, quit burning down our buildings? We're the ones that seem to just get rolled over. So that's what's amazing to me. And this goes all the way to the top, Eddie, and I'm disappointed in the Republicans on not pushing more against the voter process, and also this guys on girls team. They could wrap that around their necks, and they aren't saying much. And
one observation, you know, the University of Tennessee is not having Occupy Tennessee, right? I mean, in other words, in red states, you don't try this because you got to try it and do things in blue states where you can get away with it. My point on saying that is that this is not discouraged by the powers that be, because the last thing you can do now is have the conversation be about fundamentals, about opportunities for all, about inflation, about debt. You got to make a crisis. Rahm Emanuel, the paging Rahm Emanuel, never let a good crisis go to waste. If we have a summer of rioting, a summer of chaos, that's a different conversation than, why is Joe Biden stumbling around, supervising the worst economy leading us to war and persecuting his political opponents? It's a much better conversation for the Democrats to say, oh, my gosh, this is truly chaos. What do we do? Let's spend some money on universities need to have more security. We'll spend billions on that. That's coming, guaranteed. So I think that it's designed. I really do. I think it's encouraged.
Well, it's a distraction, but there's a problem. Let me quote Joe Biden here about the protest. This blatant anti-Semitism is reprehensible and dangerous and has no place absolutely on our campuses. So what are they going to do about that, Eddie? All the kids are going to turn on Biden, too.
Well, that's right. But I always go back to this. I know you get sick of me, but or you might. Young people don't vote. That's always a game these idiots play and tell us, oh, if you just say nice things to young people, they don't vote. Biden is a fool. He thinks that he's going to buy off the student loans. It's not, by and large. What will happen is 55 and older will look up and see the cities burning and see it spreading towards them, and they'll say, who's going to be strong and stop this? And it probably can't be Joe or Kamala, but it could be some governor. It could be some special viceroy appointed. My thing is that the young people... they say the young people are going towards Trump. It doesn't matter. What matters is the people who actually vote. Now, they might lie on the voting rolls and add them. I don't know. But I don't think that you can count on that. And young people are stupid. They'll vote on the last thing. If they vote, they vote on the last thing they think about, which might be, Trump's mean on TikTok. I don't know,
All right. So what happens? There are many of our listeners. This is Ed Martin, brother Johnny Tapman's joined phone line, ESPN 93.5, 7:45, 8:15. What happens at the Democratic National Convention? Would this be a 1968? Most of my listeners don't remember any of that. That was a turbulent time and peace and love and hippies and anti-Vietnam and anti-war. I mean, but now, I mean, they're going to be planning for something like this. And what is politically, Ed, what's Joe Biden do? I mean, which direction does he go?
Well, first of all, you have to know that even since 68, and you remember I was on the Republican National Committee, so I saw up close how they work. The party system is no longer a nominating system. It's completely rigged, and it's especially rigged by the Democrats. So there won't be any uncertainty about what's happening. Your point, will there be paid protesters or something? I don't know. I think that ultimately, remember that you know, George Floyd riots were used to discredit Trump or try to. I don't think they can do that in Chicago and in Illinois where it's all Democrats in charge. So I think they'll find some other way. I don't think that they'll get embarrassed because it's not organic and it's not real. It will be, you know, somehow it'll be hot that week and they'll take the week off. I just don't think that'll be the question. The bigger question is, as I've said for a long, long time, the civil war in the parties is the Democrat Party. They don't know what to do. You can't be a man and be in the Democrat Party. You have to be a wuss. You know, if you're going to be a Democrat, and man, you can't stay in the Democrat Party because they're going to make you bow down to every feminist thing, every abortion thing, every LGBT, all that stuff. So they're actually fighting amongst themselves and trying to figure out how to hold it together. And of course, they have a dopey white man on the top of the ticket, so they got to sort of, you know, play through that. But I think you're going to see real fights about issues inside the Democrat Party, but I don't think it'll affect the convention. I don't think they'll allow it to do.
Just to support what Eddie says, Stevie, when you actually own the leader of the protest industry, you don't protest your Democrats. You just simply won't pay anyone to do it. And like Eddie said, it's not an organic movement. It's all fabricated, and they've learned how to do it, and they just simply, like you say, we'll take 2 weeks off. We're having a convention.
Well, if there's nothing there, that'll be absolute vindication. You're right. I mean, because it appears like, oh my gosh, you can't stop these guys. They're having negotiations. We had this. By the way, the U of I has one of these coming up today at noon, Johnny. So
you know, we have the Eddie. One thing about students don't vote when you have college campuses same day registration, and there's a huge amount of votes, and of course they're not really, they're living there during the semesters, but there are many that are registered from where they came from, but the system allows these boxes of votes from the campus, and so how do you watch that? And so there are students that do vote, and they do it because it becomes a thing, like, you remember the unofficial on campus for St. Patrick's?
Yep.
So the voting becomes a thing. Like you say, the action, and they just get a bunch of people voting, and it is mostly Democrat, and but it's just part of the whole signs of the times.
The problem for the Biden administration is the guy in charge accrues the upside and the downside. So you're at a point in a campaign where there's no real way to change what's going on. Everything is negative for Biden now, and he's flailing around, running around, changing his plans. You know, he's going to go down to Georgia and talk at Morehouse College for commencement, and now they're saying they may protest there. I mean, there's a point here. So the question is, you say, what do they do to stop it? And we're back to the 2020 scenario, Johnny, where you say, are they going to load the ballot harvesting? Are they going to load the? You know, they're not going to sit back and say, oh well, we lost. I don't think. Now, in Politico, they had a story yesterday, which may signal one reason to think they may have to let Trump win. There's a group of people who are doing a weekly call, and a bunch of lawyers and hotshots, all the names you would know if you watch it closely. Every Friday, they get an update on how to coordinate, and they talk a lot about how to stop Trump. If he won, stop Trump before then. Like the litigation, you know, it's almost happening in such a way you can't keep up. The trial that started on Monday, the opening words of the trial, the opening statement, were given by a guy named Matthew Colangelo, the prosecutor. Now, the first person to speak at a trial is the person, right? This is the guy that's going to carry you home. And he was the speaker. Until about 18 months ago, he was the number three guy at the Department of Justice. Number three guy at the Department of Justice is like the most powerful person, other than the other two, in the world. And he quit that to go to New York to be a prosecutor, a line prosecutor. This is a coordinated hit on Donald Trump. And if it's not working, and it's not, you have to say, what will they do next? And when Benny Thompson, congressman who ran the select committee, says, if Trump is convicted, we should take away his Secret Service, you don't have to go far to say that the next move they're doing is endangering the guy's life. Just like RFK Jr. has been denied Secret Service protection, even though he's as big a candidate as we've had that isn't a main party candidate. So they're not going to let this happen. They're going to try to stop it. And the question is, what's next? And how bad could it be for the country?
And I still think that they're just going to impede him as much as they can and sit out the 4 years if they drop the ball and mismanaged it, which they have. And I don't think they're going to do anything drastic because, you know, you can't control that, Eddie. You don't want to make Joan of Arc look like just another girl. You know, would be really bad.
I know you're right, but I'll be very brief, Stevie J. I know you're right, but I also know that in the last 3 days, members of the select committee, the January 6th committee that lied so much and deleted stuff, and staffers have said, if Trump wins, we could go to jail. And they're right. And when people get back into that corner where the next guy might actually put them in jail, I in history, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I hope it doesn't and pray it. But in history, desperate people do desperate things, and they, including take out the Archduke Ferdinand, including, you know, take out JFK, you know, the President of the United States. I hope and pray, but it's getting worse and worse, not better.
All right, I got to go, guys. But, Johnny, last word?
I just was going to say I think that they've still got enough protections in the bureaucracy throughout that they can cover each other and be very hard, even as president, for Trump to really ferret out that many. Although some are in trouble. There's no doubt about it. So we'll see what happens, everybody. Glad to get an update, Eddie.
Eddie, what is your contact? How can people follow you and find you?
Well, you know, the place, my daily email that goes out is actually going out today, the first time. You go to proamericareport.com and sign up there. It's a free, it's Substack, but it's free. Proamericareport.com. I'd encourage people to go there, and you get an email 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And then over on X at Eagle Ed Martin. And I'm doing a show, I did it yesterday again, on Rumble out of the Rumble DC studio, a live 1 hour TV show. So if you go to Rumble and search for Pro America Report, you'll find that there. So there's a lot. You can get a lot of Ed Martin if you need it. I know Johnny only needs about 18 minutes. But if you need more, you can get it.
Yeah,
you can. AMAC, Eddie did an article on Trump back to his the 17th century church he went to with his dad and how he has that kind of grounding. It's a great article, Eddie. And
Thank you.
We're talking to a kind of a big shot here.
Where do I find the article again? It's what?
I'll text it to you. AMAC runs a website called Newsline, and they solicit writers. And so I wrote a piece there.
And AMAC is AMAC?
The Association of Mature Americans. Forget what the C stands for.
Conservative AARP.
Yeah. Gotcha. Hey, guys, I appreciate both of you. Thanks for being on. Johnny from Houston, Ed from Virginia. Thank you, my friends. Appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you.
Talk soon. Tapman's Towing phone line, ESPN 93.5. Our weather brought to you by Busey. For over 150 years, Busey, member FDIC.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event and vicinity. Nice couple of days worth of weather, albeit on the cool side of things for the day today. And some frost scraping off the windshield again by tomorrow morning. Big warm up and a wind blown one expected for Friday and at times over the weekend. And spells of wet weather, too. Maybe moving into a drier period of weather with mild readings, just what the back 40 workers and producers and farmers alike need beginning early to mid next week. In the meantime, sunshine cool for the day today. Temps about 10 shy. Normal at 56, north wind. Areas of frost tonight, lows 34 to 36. Tomorrow, areas of frost early on, mostly sunny, not so chilly in the afternoon, up to 63. A windy Friday with periods of showers, maybe a lightning thunderstorm at 68. A little more spotty to scattered rainfall chances on Saturday, partly sunny 78, up near 80 with scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday. The rains move out on Monday, 74 there. Still in the 70s for highs and dry weather next Tuesday and Wednesday. For Stevie G Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Yeah, when Johnny was in the cab ride with two women going to a protest. He said, "What are you protesting?" He said, "We don't know till we get there." They were getting $2,500 each. Suderman, there's a number there. I could hold a sign for $2,500.
Right. I mean, it pays for your trip. On, man. You're not going to know
$2,500.
And I was at the 68 convention. Oh. He said some people don't remember it. I'm afraid I was there.
Boy. Oh, I bet boy. That was interesting. And you had those long hair things going on, didn't you?
I watched the police attack people. It was a very different time then. But, you know, it feels like a nice spring day. Those April showers yesterday makes me wonder why I put down fertilizer, because the stuff's just leaping up out of the ground. But I guess it'll keep me off the couch. But speaking of spring, we have some spring cleaning to do here. Klipsch, LG, Samsung are all shipping new models, and it's time to clear the deck to make room for them. Good deals.
If you come out to clean, that's always code for good deals and good vibe. You get your home theater, you get your sound like Klipsch. Come on, man.
And you get new stuff that if you want to see the latest and greatest, if you're of that persuasion, they're starting to roll in. LG's got a gallery set that may be a contender for the best TV on earth. I know Sony would dispute that, and Samsung's got their new QD OLED. It's the first OLED TV that's completely non-glare, no reflection at all. So they keep moving the ball, moving the thing along where they get better and better. But at the same time, we get to go close out some old models, and that goes to Klipsch soundbars and, of course, TVs. So.
Yeah, you got to go to Good Vibes. If you need a television, you just got to go there and think about all the service, the experience they have, and they're just going to be there if there's any issue, and that generally is not an issue. And then the 98-incher, do you still have one of those up?
You mean the 8-foot TV?
Yeah,
the 8-foot TV. 2, actually, but who's counting? Yes. It's a fun thing to get it. We have a 30-second demo that'll just set you up on that thing.
All right. It's Good Vibes. It's at Round Barn Center, right?
Yes, sir. And gvibes.com on the web.
Awesome.
All right, I put this in here for you.
Oh, I know the riff.
Yeah.
Yeah, has to be.
Oh, yeah.
You're on the Motown theme.
Oh, man, he's a Motown guy. Even at the convention in 68, he had all the Motown going on. He had the big hair. Steve Suderman, Good Vibes. How can people connect with you?
Call us up at 351-0909. Visit us at 2010 Round Barn or at gvibes.com on the web.
Thank you, buddy. Talk soon.
Thanks, Stevie.
Temptation's always a good fit. Barbara Streisand is 82 today.
Whoa.
I know.
I think it's a remarkable trivia that Barbara Streisand, same high school, same chorus as Neil Diamond.
Wow. That's some talent right there.
What are the odds of that?
Mm-hmm.
Neil, Barbara, quiet down. Let's get these parts down.
Born in Brooklyn, New York.
All right, we're going to break for the news and come right back. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, you might have seen her on Fox News. She has a very nice, lovely Mother's Day gift. A book called Love Mom she's put together.
Okay.
We'll talk about that coming up next.
Hear the show anytime. StevieJay.com.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Coming Saturday, June 22nd, it's the Cardinal Bus Trip, brought to you by Route 66 Solar. Yes, join us for a beautiful day in St. Louis as we take on the San Francisco Giants. For information about our suite and all the beverages and food that are included and a wonderful motor coach from Timmy Tours, simply text in BUS to 217-359-2255. Join us Saturday, June 22nd for the annual Cardinal Bus Trip from ESPN 93.5.
It's going to be really fun. When you have an all-suite bus, that means all your food and beverages. Buses parking right next to the opening gate where we go in, up the ramp to our suite. Boom. All right, stand by. The news is now. It's WSJK, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana. Mm-hmm. You're home for the St. Louis Cardinals. We have early